And as that hurricane season approaches, we have more news this morning from the Bordelons. They're a couple in St. Bernard Parish, just outside New Orleans. They lived in their house through almost all of the flooding last year and told us last fall that they are determined to stay.
My house right now, I can put some paneling and some sheetrock and some paint on and some new doors and, you know, make it really look nice again, you know.
We've got more than most. We got something to start with.
For months, the Bordelons have impressed many of us with their optimism. Listen carefully and you hear people laughing sometimes to keep from crying. But it may be harder than they thought to recover. This week, the government released flood maps showing many people must raise their homes or lose the chance for affordable flood insurance. Yesterday, Donald Bordelon went to get the newspaper to find out if he was affected.
Yeah, buddy, we in big trouble, man. It does include us. We're supposed to raise our house 3 foot before we can get flood insurance again.
Oh, man.
Like, as of right now, we have flood insurance for next year. The following year, the way the paper says, if we don't raise our house, we're going to have a really big increase in our insurance, which ain't no good. But what can you do? You know, I really can't, you know. So I'm going to spend $200,000 and raise the house 3 foot? That don't make much sense. I had 14 foot of water at this house. What the shit is 3 foot going to do? This just makes me mad, really.
I guess the theory of the government is that a 100-year flood, as they call it, would not be quite as bad as the levee collapse that you dealt with last year. Maybe it would be less than 3 feet of water. That's a 100-year flood. That's their theory, anyhow.
Yes, well, so. My theory is instead of putting all the money and making people raise their houses, they'll raise the levees and fix the levees better. I used to be nice, Steve, but I think I'm starting to get the Katrina bug or something because I'm starting to get aggravated, and I hate to get like that because that's not me.
I was going to say, things must be getting pretty bad if you're getting aggravated.
That ain't no joke. If you get caught, man, we're in trouble, guys.
Well, now remind me here, Donald, this is a house you grew up in, right? It's been there
I was born and raised in this house, tell you the truth, man. You know, we just added on to it and added on and added on.
And your guess is now that with this requirement to raise your house 3 feet, that might cost you more than the whole house.
There's no doubt in my mind, buddy. I tell you what you do, Steve. No joke, man. You know a lot of people, man. You get in touch with a structural engineer. You send him over here and you let him look at this place. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to laugh at me. How can you raise this up? Yeah.
What are you going to do? Because it sounds like if you don't do this, it's going to be really hard for you to get insurance.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, buddy. Next year, I have insurance. The following year, we'll have to see what it is, how much it's going to cost. It's just going to be raised up so much the way, you know, you can't afford it no more, you know.
So now I realize you folks have just gotten this news while you've been on the phone with us, but do you know what you're going to do next?
Dude, we really don't, man. You know, it's Colleen's getting disgusted. Now I just kind of made it where I kind of make a joke. I laugh it off, you know. Yeah, whatever they want to do, you know. I quit getting disgusted, man. I try to stay happy, you know. I try to stay happy all the time, man, but it doesn't. Oh, it's a big old mess down here, you know. Give us another holler back in a couple of months, you know, and we'll see where we at then. I might be crying next time. I might be screaming and hollering. I might be locked up in jail. I don't know.
Well, I hope all this news doesn't spoil your Easter weekend because it sounds like you got family coming in and everything else.
Oh, no, buddy, can't do that, man. Oh, man, my nephew's coming back, man. We got some crabs ordered. We got some oysters ordered. Got some crawfish ordered. We're going to have a big get-down, man. Wish you was around here, man. You could pass over and eat with us, buddy.
Oh, really be careful, because I'm going to get down to see you again one of these days.
Yeah.
Well, this Sunday is just East and a family, but next Sunday. Plan on next Sunday.
You got to pass over.
Next Sunday, because Ben's going to have all his little friends and that over here, too. So we're looking for a big gang over here. So might have to close off the street and have a block party.
Well, Donald and Colleen Bordelon, it's great talking with you, as always.
You too.
All right, man.